Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musing podcast entitled Try It, You'll Like It, written by George and Becky Lowe Miller. Flowers that keep their shape and color when dried are called everlastings. Most of them, like sea lavender, straw flower, goldenrod, and wormwood, have tiny flowers. Suspending small bunches of fresh-picked everlastings in a warm, dark, dry place is the simplest drying method and has been practiced for generations. An attic, a room with a wood stove, or even a closet will work. Avoid damp basements or kitchens with high humidity. Hang the flowers upside down to keep the stem straight and allow for good air circulation. Coxcomb, status, baby's breath, salvia, and straw flower are among the easiest for the beginner because they dry quickly, in a week to 10 days, and retain their colors well. Varieties with large flowers and high moisture content may take 20 days or more. Here's a quick test. If the stem snaps when bent, the flower is dry. Another method of drying flowers for decorative use is to carefully bury them in a drying agent. One recipe is a mix of 10 parts white cornmeal to 3 parts borax. An alternative is 3 parts borax to 1 part sand. Silica gel, a blend of ground quartz and drying agents, is considered one of the best drying mixes yet made. Its fine particles are easy to pack around delicate blossoms, and once it has pulled the last speck of moisture from a flower, it can be heated in a pan in the oven at 250 degrees Fahrenheit for 30 minutes to an hour and reused. Most flowers are completely dried in 4 to 5 days. This method is superior to air drying for delicate flowers and preserves their natural colors well. Roses, delphiniums, camellias, and other large blossoms turn out beautifully. Even spring bulbs may be dried in silica gel. Gather flowers for drying at the peak of their perfection. The best time is late morning after every trace of dew has evaporated, but before the midday sun starts to wilt them. Once dried, everlastings may be arranged as you would fresh flowers, or made into beautiful floral wreaths, nosegays, decorations on gift wraps, and party favors.